KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's 1 degree above zero under a clear sky in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high around 15. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Authorities in Union County say a man wanted for the attempted murder of a Creston woman Wednesday morning was arrested and is being held in the Union County Jail in Creston. Officials report 20-year-old William Michael Byrd is scheduled to appear before a magistrate later this morning to be formally charged with attempted murder, first-degree burglary, and domestic assault by strangulation. The details about his arrest have not yet been released. Authorities said Wednesday that Byrd's female victim was able to get away from the Creston residence where an incident of assault allegedly took place. She ran to a neighbor's home, but Byrd allegedly chased her down and stabbed the unidentified victim in her upper chest before fleeing the scene. The woman was taken to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston for treatment. News time is 7:08.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Authorities in Montgomery County report the arrest last night of an Emerson man. Sheriff's officials say 43-year-old Troy Daniel Smith was arrested in Mills County at around 7:30 p.m. on a valid Montgomery County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Smith was booked in Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond pending a court appearance. Officials in Adams County say a Red Oak man, 30-year-old Jason Kaiser, was arrested Wednesday on a warrant for assault, a serious misdemeanor. His arrest stems from an incident authorities say happened on January 21st. Kaiser was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond pending an initial appearance before the Adams County magistrate. Officials of the Stewart Police Department said Wednesday three people were arrested Tuesday during the culmination of a year-long investigation into the supply of drugs to persons under the legal age in the Stewart area. Search warrants served at two locations in Stewart resulted in the recovery of methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Taken into custody at one of the residences was Nina Wagner and David Sherwood of Stewart. The pair both face charges which include possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana, possession of prescription drugs without a prescription, child endangerment, possession of methamphetamine, and distribution of a Schedule I controlled substance to a person under the age of 18. Also taken into custody at a separate residence was Gerald Waltz. Waltz faces charges which include possession of drug paraphernalia, distribution of a prescription drug, possession of marijuana, possession of meth, and distribution of a Schedule I controlled substance. Officials say the investigation is ongoing and additional charges are possible, and anyone with information regarding the sale or use of illegal drugs in the Stewart area, especially information pertaining to the sale of drugs to minors, are encouraged to contact the Stewart Police Department. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening passed a motion of support of efforts by the city's Parks and Recreation Department to begin the process of securing a dog park for the Schulberg Recreation Area. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring explained the board thinks that a nearly 2.4-acre off-leash dog park is necessary and beneficial in the grand scheme of recreational development in the area. He said it would be a great amenity to the campground, the pads and roads for which are under construction, and will draw more people to the area, much like the walking trails have done.